News Radio KMAN, it's in focus, and Riley County Health Department Director Jennifer Green is here. Also, Leslie Campbell is joining us from the Health Department as well. We do have a call that I think is of timely interest. He is calling from his... Are you calling from your bed, Brady Bowman?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, so Brady, you have been afflicted with influenza type A. Wednesday, this started hitting you, and yesterday it was just horrible.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I found this discussion quite interesting, if you can imagine. I think, if anything, if I wasn't a believer in the flu shot before this week, I definitely am this week. I'm a big supporter of the flu shot now. And Jennifer, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. Maybe I misunderstood when I was at K-STAT, but I think they told me I'd still need to wait till maybe around the summer to go ahead and get mine for this year, I guess, before next flu season. But
because if you have the flu shot's not going to do anything for you to help you through that. Is that right, Jennifer?
Well, if you already have the flu, it depends on what type of strain you have. So the flu shot, again, covers multiple types of the strains of the flu. So influenza A, influenza B. So if you get a flu shot, Brady, and it's not going to protect you against the flu that you already have.
Yeah, that sounds right. It hasn't been fun at all.
So Brady, and this is such a divine opportunity. You went to the doctor yesterday, correct?
Right.
Okay. And when you get influenza A, what do they do for you? I mean, we're violating every HIPAA violation possible. Yeah. I know that.
That's unconsenting, though. So I guess.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'm not talking about Brady's medical care. I am not Brady's doctor.
Well, you know what's really interesting about this, Jennifer? I think it was earlier in the week I sent an email out to you guys of seeing if you guys had anything you wanted to talk about on In Focus for Friday. And so I think it was you or whoever emailed me back, mentioned the flu and talking about the flu. And I was thinking, like, oh, that's great. That's really, really timely. That'd be really interesting to talk about. And I get the flu, and now I couldn't talk about it with you in the studio. So that was an interesting timeline of events.
Well, we appreciate you calling in so we can still do the interview.
Hope to see you back here in person and in much better spirits and health on Monday. Do you have any parting words?
Get the flu shot.
Okay.
And Brady, don't come back to work until you're 24 hours symptom free.
Yep, that's what I was told. Will do.
So you're still not symptom free yet?
A little better this morning.
Okay.
A little better. I finally got some sleep last night. That's probably been the biggest thing. And Jennifer, I don't know if that coincides with the flu or not, as far as having difficulty sleeping or not, but got some sleep last night finally.
We're glad you got some sleep. But fatigue is one symptom of the flu. So and anytime you're sick, it's pretty hard to sleep.
Brady, you take care, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Will do.
That may be a first. That may be a first, you know, and it's nice to him to divulge a little personal experience here with the flu. But you know, we talk about that, and I remember Wednesday, Brady. I could tell I buzzed him in the room. He just did not look good. He's wiping down everything. He's coughing. You know, you just knew. And you know, and in the studio here, and like what we talked about, we have microphones. Everybody's working in close proximity. A lot of buttons, a lot of things here that people touch, and those preventive measures. You know, cleaning up after yourself, washing your hands,
throwing your tissues away in the trash can.
In the trash can, I pile them up over here on the counter.
In the trash can.
In the trash can. All right, Jennifer. All right. Well, we've talked a lot about the flu. Some other things that, you know, and cocooning, which I think I just love the word, if nothing else. Some other things happening with the health department these days.
Well, before we get off the flu, I do want to address one piece, there's been reports about the flu shot is only 10% effective this year. And where that's really coming from is there's news out of Australia about the estimated effectiveness of the benefit against the flu of one type of the flu, which is H3N2, and that's a type A flu. And really, we don't know the effectiveness this year of the flu vaccine in the United States yet. But last year, the effectiveness of the flu against all types of the flu virus, A and B, was 39%. Hmm. And so, the overall effectiveness for H3N2, that's a type A flu, was about 32%, and a little bit higher for the other types of flu, so type B flu. So the 10% is not quite... We don't know the effectiveness of the vaccine yet for this year.
Okay.
But we're expecting it to be similar to what it was last year.
All right. Looks like we have another phone call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
We've got another problem here in the community with the needing a warming center for the homeless people out here on the street. The stress levels and point of exhaustion from trying to deal with the cold and not having warming centers. I don't know whether we're talking about the lobby over at the health center, health department, the lobby at City Hall, but somewhere that they can find a secure area to warm up. A lot of them, of course, out here on the street are mentally ill, and that's a problem that they have to be watched when they're in there warming. But this is a particularly harsh winter when I can see the need is really there. Of course, the rescue mission isn't working well.
I'm sorry.
Something of the cocooning or whatever that you could, the state could get interested in a warming center for the homeless people. Thank you for your attention to that.
Appreciate your call and your comments this morning.
That's a little bit outside of the scope of what we do at the health department. We can certainly, refer people to other agencies in the community. We don't have a warming center at the health department. We do know that the homeless population is a particular concern for us. There are increased risk for many, many different types of diseases and viruses and social conditions. And your housing status definitely impacts your health. And we know that to be true. So that's definitely a concern for us. And we can try to help folks connect with resources if they are homeless or have live in unstable housing. We can definitely try to help connect those people.
The caller talked a little bit about mental health issues, and you mentioned that as well. And there have been some inroads into helping those with mental health issues in the community, but we're still a long ways away from getting to the point where we probably really need as a community to be.
Absolutely. In conjunction with the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and the Senior Center and several other agencies, the health department has just wrapped up a community health improvement plan. And one of the key areas of focus is on mental health. And so that is available to review at the health department website. So if you go to RileyCountyKS.gov, there is, and you click on the health department link, you'll see the community health improvement plan. And one of the action items under the community health improvement plan, or the CHIP, is mental health and supporting the RCPD co-responders, and then also exploring funding opportunities for a crisis stabilization unit in the community.
We have just a couple of minutes left in the program. Some other things that you may want to touch base on here before we close out the show?
Well, since we're talking about the CHIP, I'd also encourage people to, that's a community document, and we want people to review that document to see what actions can the health department, what actions can the community, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, address in the community. So the three priority areas in the community health improvement plan our access and coordination of community services. So that's looking at how we might connect people in the community to different social services. So a person that's homeless and needs access to a warming center, how might we connect them to that warming center? The second is transportation. We know transportation is a key issue in our community. So how can people get to their appointment at the health department or get to work on a daily basis or get to childcare? And the other last priority is mental health. So those are three pieces that the community decided with the CHIP that we'll be focusing on in the coming years. And so we encourage everybody to go online to the Riley County Health Department website to go look at that document and review it and give us feedback.
Does Attabus have drop-offs there?
The Attabus will, as their 2018 route includes three routes that stop in front of the health department. So we are extremely thankful to Attabus for allowing the health department to be a stop on the route. We hope that will encourage people to, it'll drop you right off in front of our front door. We hope that'll encourage people to get to their appointments.
Is that new for this year?
We used to have a bus stop, but it's actually, the health department is two buildings actually, what people might know as the Family Child Resource Center and the main health department building. And so the Attabus stop was at our other building, and they're actually just right across the street from one another. But now it's going to drop you off right in front of the main health department door.
Okay. Sounds good. Leslie, you have anything else you'd like to add? We're talking about cocooning. They can call you if anybody has questions about cocooning.
Absolutely.
That's my word of the day. Cocooning.
Cocooning. So, yes, you can call the health department anytime, and we will have a nurse talk to you about the program and be able to help you with your getting an appointment or any questions you have about immunizations.
You know, we've had Andrew over here back in the corner, and he says he's here for moral support. Andrew, did you get everything covered today?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. That's good to know. Jennifer Green, thank you for joining
thank
us. It's
you.
A delight to have you in. Leslie Campbell from the Riley County Health Department, our guest today here on the latter portion of KMAN's In Focus. And if you want to revisit some of the discussions that we've had today, you'll be able to hear this on demand on our website at newsradiokman.com. I'm Dave Lewis. A special shout out to Brady Bowman from his bedroom.
Feel better, Brady.
Yes. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN, CBS News, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game, and Manhattan High basketball on the way.